We know that there are gaps and there are inequities when you compare African Americans with others within our city. There's gaps in the area of quality housing. There's inequities within health and human services, within the justice system, of course, economic development and jobs. Within all these different areas that we plan to focus on, mobility and transportation, information technology, you know, the digital divide.
Looking over the commission's charter, there's a mission, a vision, and a list of goals. Could you summarize those and identify a primary purpose?
So we want to actually put a collective impact model in place so that we can begin to study the problems, identify where there's barriers, gaps, and inequities, and then begin to address these. Years ago, I think about 3 years ago, we had these community conversations on race. And it was after that 24/7 Wall Street report said that Peoria is one of the worst places for African Americans to live. So people came together, hundreds of people actually, of all different races and ages, to discuss these problems. And they began to identify potential solutions. They shared from their heart. They were getting to know one another and trying to put together some action plans. But over time, it just fizzled. It fizzled because there was no real structure in place for the work to get done. And so we're going to recapture those thoughts and ideas, those recommendations in this process.
How do you go about achieving those goals? What actions will be taken beyond just discussion?
Yeah, so one, we're going to be driven by data. Each of the subgroups, work groups, I would call them subcommittees of the commission, will receive data that will identify the gaps and the inequities as it relates to race. So this commission is going to not just look at those problems, but identify some programs, identify resources to address problems.
Making real progress with racial equity is going to require a major diverse effort. What are the plans for getting broad community input?
The commission is going to be co-chaired with diversity. It's going to be diverse in terms of race and ethnicity and gender and all those elements. But it's also going to be co-chaired by people of different races. And each of the committees will be the same. Each of the chairs will be trained as facilitators for leading discussions related to racial justice and equity because it's a sensitive topic. So we're going to have professional training and certification. They're also going to receive training in implicit bias and racial justice by professional educators in this area. So that's important for me to say because people need a foundation in order to do the work. They need a lens for equity. So we're going to create that.